You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from Fox Sports, Timmy Brando. Tim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Charlie, it's good to be with you, and Dottiglia, you too. It's great to be with both of you.
How's it going, Tim?
Thank you, Timmy.
It's going well. You got it.
Tim, I heard it from a couple different people today. It was like, man, the SEC is close to finally coming in agreement to go to a ninth SEC game on the schedule. My thing is, what the hell's taking you so long?
Well, yeah.
I don't get that.
Nor do I. And I'm trying really hard, Mike. I'm a stone's throw from 70, where I'm supposed to be more calm and in the twilight of my career, okay? But I'm 69 and still pissed at times, and I still don't understand how you can tell us you're going to go to 9 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden you can't because a few presidents have a problem with getting bowl eligible. I mean, just how important is it to be in a bowl today anyway, given the circumstances that we have in front of us? And why would you let the loss leaders of your league determine how many games you're going to play within your conference? It's just going to cost you in the end. Listen, I have the utmost respect for the principles involved in governing college football without the NCAA's guidance. Thank heavens it's now in the hands of people like Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti at the Big Ten, because at least they care about college football and where it needs to go. The NCAA doesn't, never has. But when you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk at some point. And that's been going on for a while. I've heard people say, well, we had to put out an all points bulletin to find Tony Petitti, the commissioner of the Big Ten. Listen, I'm all for Greg Sankey being more accessible, and he is. Okay, but he's been telling us we were going to go to 9 for more than a few years now, and I don't get why we can't go there now. It's going to be incumbent upon them to do it right away now. I think he's just going to wait until we absolutely have to go there, and when we have to go there, really, in my view, is prior to next season, not prior to this season, because next season is when they have to implement the expansion to 16. And at 16, if you're talking about either format, if they go with the 4-4-2-2 format that the Big Ten is a proponent of, or if they go with the 5-11 format, which everybody else seems to be gravitating towards, I think that they're going to have to go to 9 games within the conference to pull that off. Because even though the metrics are already on the SEC side to get more teams in than just about anybody because of who they play within their league and the strength that they have from a metric standpoint in strength of schedule, just with the 8 games. And if you play somebody really good non-conference, like Texas is playing Ohio State at the beginning of the year, you're going to be in whether you play 8 or 9. But it's just the way it looks. It just looks bad. And that's why I think that we'll see this finally get over the finish line, but it won't happen right away. It's going to probably be right prior to next year. And when I say prior to next year, that's the announcement. They won't be able to implement the 9 games until 27, but they're going to have to face the fact that, you know, the optics here are awful if you are trying to get to 16 and you want to have guaranteed automatic qualifiers, and you're not going to play an extra conference game. The other part of the reason that they have to do it, I think, is for the economics, because at some point they want more. You know, ESPN's paying them a ton of money, and you know, one of those weeks they're getting FCS teams in late November. Why the hell would you want? I mean, you're in late November and you've got big time games going on in other conferences, and you've got you know, East Tennessee State and the Moving Mocs, right, are on the road playing at Alabama again. We don't need to see that, and it's awful television for the very network that they have a deal with, that being the SEC and ESPN.
I agree with you, Tim. Tim, back-to-back years, and for a lot of people in the South, oh, that's kind of shook them up a little bit. What was going to happen? You look at that Michigan team, they were loaded. They were a really good football team 2 years ago. Last year, Ohio State. Man, and listen, if I'm Texas, and yeah, it's a tough game to go, you know, play Ohio State in their backyard, but I'd much rather play them this year than last year. Man, that team was absolutely loaded with talent, and look what they contributed to the NFL. Do you think, though, that the Big Ten can get for three straight? Because I think this is the year the SEC gets a team that they become the champ this year. And it's going to go back and forth between the two conferences.
It could. It could. But don't – I'm going to tell you now, I know a lot of people have been on James Franklin's case saying, you know what, win the big one, win the big one. Well, you know, he had a pretty good playoff last year. I mean, they got pretty far. I thought that was a good step for that program. Look at how many players are coming back on that defense, Mike. That is a loaded for bear defense at Penn State. Your Big Ten champion this year is not going to be Ohio State. It's not going to be Michigan. It's going to be Penn State. And I think they are the team. If there is a third straight team out of the Big Ten to win a national championship, I think it's going to be Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions. I really believe it. I think the schedule almost always is going to favor them because of the rotation that they've got in place. And I think that even with the issues that they've had in the past, they bring back some serious running backs. I'm talking big-time talents, tantamount to first-round picks. They are going to be the team to keep an eye on there. And as for those teams outside, sleep on Clemson, LSU fans, because Clemson is a beast. They are an absolute beast. And both they on one side of the equation and over in the Big 12, where almost any team could possibly win it. Listen, that Iowa State team is too developmental to win the whole thing. I would never pick them to win the whole thing, but I do think they're a college football playoff team again. I absolutely believe that. And if you're looking for a team to come out of the weeds a little bit more out of the Big 12 this season, I want you to keep a real close eye on what Joey McGuire is doing at Texas Tech, okay? That bountiful of money that they have, and, oh, it's pissing off a lot of people because now Texas Tech is spending the kind of money that everybody else, including those other big schools that used to be in their league, Texas A&M and Texas, they're like, oh, no way could Texas Tech. Keep an eye on Texas Tech this year, okay? I know your boy Shuck is going to be keeping an eye on him because he spent a lot of time becoming an even better quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, in my view, because of the time he spent at Texas Tech. And I know he got banged up a lot, but those guys at Texas Tech this year are going to be really good again. And they return a quarterback that's an absolute stud. So we'll have some surprises, Mike, that are outside the SEC and the Big Ten. But you're right. More years than not, it's going to be either an SEC team or a Big Ten team that wins it all.
Tim, I wanted to go back to Clemson real quick because, I mean, you had mentioned them. If you're looking at the preseason betting odds, like the top six teams are all Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, Penn State, Alabama, Oregon, all Big Ten or SEC. But then that number seven team is that Clemson squad. And Mike and I got to go to the Manning Passing Academy. We saw Garrett Nussmeier. We spoke with him. We spoke with Ty Simpson from Alabama, Austin Simmons from Ole Miss. One of the most impressive, and all of them were impressive, but Cade Klubnik is so, so impressive as a young man. And then you just see the jump that he made this past year. And there's a reason why, if you're looking at the preseason odds for Heisman, he's top three unanimously, and that he could have a monster season. And so that opener, we're about a month and a half away from it, LSU versus Clemson, Garrett Nussmeier versus Cade Klubnik, that should be a lot of fun on August 30th in Clemson.
And the fact that that game is where it is, fellas, is the difference here. And I am bullish on Brian Kelly. I am. I think that they're going to have a very good year. They may, in fact, win the Southeastern Conference. But I don't see them winning that game. I mean, I do not. I think that defense that Clemson's going to be bolstered with, they're going to be big time back in. I mean, they are going to be the kind of Clemson defense that we used to see when they were trading barbs with Saban and Alabama going back and forth in national title games. They're going to be as good as they were, okay, in that period around 16, 17, 18, that period. And that does not – I mean, not even the team that LSU hammered for the national championship with Burrow in 19. This defense is going to be better than that one, okay? And Venables is no longer in charge of it. They are skillfully on the defensive side of the ball every bit the equal of what Klubnik is as a quarterback. And the ACC should be a cakewalk for them. I don't see anybody in that league. The SMU's got a heck of a story with their scoring ability. But, you know, look, they're not ready for prime time to take a game like Clemson down, not with what they've lost and what they have coming back this year and Clemson's got returning. And give Dabo a lot of credit. I mean, he was on the precipice of, in the portal era, looking like a dinosaur and going nowhere. And all of a sudden, he decided to fix it quickly after the embarrassment of what Florida State had done going to the portal, and Clemson had not. You know, he was sort of playing it the Kirby Smart way, where we're just going to recruit our young kids and come through the old-fashioned way. I think he found out he couldn't do that. And so now, look at where they are. I think the Clemson pick for a national championship this year is going to be a very popular one. And, Mike, the next time you have me on, we're going to be discussing my top 15.
No,
I'm just a few weeks away from putting it out.
Charlie, yesterday, I think the national championship game will be Texas-Clemson.
A rematch from the early playoff game last year. Yeah, the potential of that is there. I mean, it absolutely is. And there are some other really good teams that nobody's thinking about. By example, okay, who's this year's Arizona State? Because I know Arizona State has lost a lot of the big-time talent that was part of that team. But if you don't think that there are other – Dillingham's not an anomaly. You know, what he did at Arizona State is not just something that, oh, my God, that was a flash in the pan. No, schools like that, whether they're in the Big 12 or Ashton Gentilis Boise, what's going to happen with them or that other team – that comes out of the group of five that could be such a difference maker. I thought last year in the playoff, even though it was lopsided, we had some lopsided games early, I thought what both Arizona State did to Texas and how Boise State acquitted itself against the Penn State team that clearly outmanned them on the defensive side of the ball, they really did prove why we do need expansion, why we do need more games to be played. Yeah, is the advantage always going to be with the big boys like Penn State, and Michigan, Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, LSU, Bama? Sure it is. Absolutely it is. But that doesn't mean that those conferences cannot produce teams that couldn't come in and do unbelievable things. And Arizona State almost did that. And, you know, that lightning in a bottle will be unleashed again as we move forward. And that's why we're going to go to 16 and why America needs more college football. As long as these guys stop worrying about the format structure and start looking at the calendar and understand that we need to start the season August the 10th instead of August the 23rd.
Amen.
Zero. We need Amen to start to that. The damn thing early enough so we can finish it at or around New Year's Day. No need to be going up against divisional NFL playoffs or wild card weekend playoff games. Get away from that, and let's get the kind of exposure for college football it so richly deserves.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Timmy, I think one of the things in the SEC this year, and it kind of varies year to year, but look at the quarterback play. Okay, we saw Nussmeier last year and what his growth is, and then you had freshman DJ Lagway and what he did really to revitalize the Florida program, which was flatlined for a while. Right, Marcel Reed, what he did for Texas A&M later in the year. Lenoris Sellers, man, you talk about a man out on that football field. He's that. And then OU gets John Mateer, and I know you did some Washington State games. Man, that dude can sling it. And I didn't even mention Arch Manning. Think about that group of quarterbacks in the SEC this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Arch has got an uphill battle with that schedule. But that being said, I do think he's a difference maker. I do think he's better than Quinn Ewers. Can he produce at the level that Ewers did a year ago this year? We don't know. I mean, he's gotten to play in a couple of games, and he's had some impact plays already. Yeah, but you hit on something there very quickly that I think we need to touch on, and that is John Mateer. If you're looking for that team that is going to come from a little outside the realm of what you're thinking in the Southeastern Conference and either play the role of a major spoiler or just burst onto the scene and steal a championship, look no further than Norman, Oklahoma. John Mateer has Tebow-esque leadership and athletic ability, okay? He's a big, big guy. You don't really understand how strong, physically gifted, and big he is until you see him in person, until you're down on the field with him. He's got a gun for a cannon for an arm, and he runs instinctively about the same way Tebow did, with both power and with maneuverability, with escapability. This kid is a difference maker, and what makes it even more critical, I think, for anybody that's going to play Oklahoma this year is that they brought the OC with him, okay? That he's coming in with his OC, who I believe will be a head coach one day very, very soon, is, I think, pivotal to what they're trying to do. Two reasons for that. Not only are these two guys aware of the offense they're going to run, and they can work in concert with one another, but it also frees up Brent Venables to do what? Get on top of his defense, which is his strength anyway, and loosen it up and say, you guys go take care of getting the points that we're going to need. This hire that was made of the offensive coordinator that came over from Wazoo with the quarterback Mateer, I'm telling you, it's going to be as transformational at Oklahoma as the Stoops hiring of Mike Leach to be his offensive coordinator when he came over from Florida to win a national championship in 2000 at Oklahoma. That transformational is what it's going to be.
Tim, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about LSU's question marks with that Clemson matchup. You talked about Clemson's ferocious defense ahead of this upcoming season. And LSU, you know, Brian Kelly talked a lot about the return of Garrett Nussmeier and having a returning quarterback with SEC experience and how big of an edge that really gives you, and the weapons that LSU went out and got in the portal to go alongside the return of someone like Tre'Davious Green, the tight end, and also Aaron Anderson at wide receiver, Chris Hilton being healthy entering the upcoming season, fingers crossed there. But they have all these great weapons that Nussmeier can spread the ball to. I didn't even mention Caden Durham, the running back. The question mark is you're replacing four offensive linemen from last year's team. I know that the offensive line had some issues last year, and then maybe they didn't play up to their potential of what they could have been in 2024. But replacing four starting offensive linemen, that is the major question on this LSU offense, because Nussmeier, you know what you have in him. You know what you have in the weapons that he can share the ball to. Going up against that Clemson defensive line specifically, LSU's new look offensive line is going to get tested right off the bat.
Well, Charlie and Mike, listen, I know I'll probably get some hate mail when I go to my my Twitter handle when I get through with this, because I'm saying they're going to lose to Clemson. But before I get off your air, let me tell you, I do think they're going to be a playoff team. I think LSU will be a college football playoff team this year. The reason I say that is I think the schedule is going to be good to them, and I also love the fact that they have Nussmeier returning with a great core of receivers and a run game that now they I think they believe now that they can tote it and control the clock a little bit more when they need to from an offensive standpoint. The reason I can't pick them to win at Clemson early, and the reason I can't pick them to win the whole thing, is because I don't trust either their offensive front or their defensive front enough. If I did, I'd say that they were national championship bound. I know down deep it really hurts Brian that he had a transformational player like Daniels at quarterback that won a Heisman Trophy, and he didn't have a defense that could stop anybody and could not get him to a potential national championship opportunity. I know that had to hurt him. Brian has always had good defensive football teams. Not great, but certainly good enough. And I think that they have located where those issues were and identified them. And from a recruiting standpoint, and particularly through the portal, identified it and maybe hit some stopgaps where they can be better this year than they were a season ago. And I think they will be as the season goes on. I think it does help them that teams like Ole Miss may not be as good this year as they were a year ago. Speaking of coaches who had, you know, a top three defense and a first-round draft pick at quarterback, which he had, and he didn't get to the playoff. I know Lane Kiffin, you know, he'll be back there again. I think he'll have a playoff team pretty soon at Ole Miss, but I don't think they're as good this year as they were a season ago. Auburn's in transformation. They're still Hugh's got problems. He still has to address them as time goes on. And I just think that the opportunity for LSU to get really good on the defensive side of the ball by mid to late season is outstanding. They're just not going to be ready for Clemson at their place in the opening week. But I do think LSU is your team in the Southeastern Conference. If it's not Texas, and I don't doubt for one moment it could be Texas again, all right? But if it's not going to be Alabama, I'm sorry. It's not going to be Georgia, I'm sorry. I don't trust the quarterback at either place. I don't. Nussmeier is good enough. If LSU's defense gets better and Texas has some issues with their schedule, which they could, I see Oklahoma beating Texas. I do. I think that that's the first real big upset that Texas will be in the OU game in the Red River rivalry. So I think LSU's in a great position to play for and win the SEC and then go into the college football playoff and compete for a national title. I don't think they're good enough on both sides of the ball to win it yet, but they'll get to the college football playoff.
Timmy, I came so close to picking Notre Dame.
They are good.
It ran in my head because, man, I saw all those young cats they got on both sides of the line, and they got some skilled people that are really good. And I think the world of Marcus Freeman. I think, man,
I do too.
I don't know how long he'll stay at Notre Dame, but, man, can he coach and can he recruit?
If they had the quarterback returning, I'd be right there with you.
I agree.
Yeah, I will.
That was the one thing that pulled the string on me.
Yeah, I'm with you. We're as usual, agreeing yet again. Battillier and Timmy B. Agreeing
Timmy,
again.
Timmy, thanks so much. And, man, once it gets closer, come give us, man, that top 10, the top 15. I know you do every year before the season. And, man, we'd really appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Always great work.
Thanks for having me on. It's always good to talk to my friends down Nolens way.
All right, Timmy. Timmy B, Tim Brando from Fox Sports. One thing with Tim, he gives you his opinion, like it or not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.